Amari, there's probably worse guys to have around for a week of OTAs than Calvin Johnson. What's that been like, the dialogue between you two?
And I've just been asking him a whole bunch of questions. You know, how does he run certain routes? What was his regiment like? And how he was so productive. And he's a really cool guy. He's been giving me some really great feedback. So he's nice to have around.
Yeah, probably something that you want to keep to yourself. But anything that he said that resonated with you so far?
He just gave me some really good tips on, like, how I can run some of my routes. I won't, you know. But, but yeah.
You know, when you know he was coming in? Before or when you got here yesterday?
I knew the same yesterday. I know.
What was the reaction when you saw him here?
First reaction, he's huge. Yeah. So he's a big receiver. I can understand why they called him Megatron. And he definitely lives up to that.
Any part of his game that you patterned yours after coming up when you looked up at him, or was it just kind of a different thing?
Man, I think he's a different receiver than I am, obviously, but I really admire the way he high points the ball, you know, and that's something that I try to do as well.
Are there any noticeable differences now that you have Todd kind of running the show as the offensive coordinator over Bill? Anything that you see different? How they go about it?
I mean, of course they have a different personality, but for the most part, everything is, you know, a lot of things are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
You talked about wanting to tweak the offense, not necessarily overhaul it. Are there some of the tweaks, though, that you've seen where you're like, okay, he's put his...
Yeah, he's made some small tweaks. Definitely bringing his style, a little bit of his style to it, but overall, it's kind of the same.
How would you describe his style? What is Todd Downing's style, you think?
I don't want to really.
He looks like he's finally be out there catching passes from Derek, and obviously not having him at the end of last year was tough, but what's it like just to be able to see him back out there and 100%?
It's really pretty cool. He's healthy now. He looks great. He looks normal.
Donald was talking about how bitter taste from the way last year ended and said that probably won't go away until the season opener. Do you still have that? Is that still there? Or have you gotten over that? How do you approach that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was the last game we played in. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, the last game we played, we lost. So, of course, it still has a bitter taste to it. So.
Who's a better interview, you or Marshawn? You guys talked about interview skills yet?
God, jokes.
Now, what does Marshawn bring to this team, though?
Physicality. Physical back, man. It's nice to, you know, have his presence there. Just the energy he'll bring to the team, the attitude he'll bring on Sundays.
You feel it already?
Yeah, I do.
His smile out there is hard to ignore. Is that fun to just see a guy that is having so much fun out here doing what he's doing?
I mean, he's a good spirit, you know. He's cool to have around. A really cool person.
You said Charles Woodson a couple of years ago, and now Marshawn. I mean, those two guys may have as much credibility as any players in this league. What does that add to a team when you have a guy like that on your team?
You know, guys like that, you just watch them. You see how they go about their day. Especially like with Charles, I used to watch him a lot. He was a really hard worker. He was always in the weight room, always getting treatment. So Marshawn, he's the same way. I just watch him because there's a reason why those two guys are so successful in this game. So.
Have there been any changes to how you've gone about your off-season work? Anything different than maybe what you've done in the past?
Yeah, I seek advice all the time. My rookie year, when I was fortunate enough to go to the Pro Bowl, I asked Adrian Peterson, like, when did he start working out? What was his, you know, how did he go about his off-season? And I tried to pattern after him a little bit.
You've had two of the most successful back-to-back years, any second year, you know, 2 years any receiver's had coming into the league. But each of the last 2 years, there was a little bit of a tail off in terms of numbers. Is there anything that you've done this offseason to approach that aspect?
Yeah, of course it's been on my mind. But it's a good thing to me because I feel like I can go nowhere but up. I know that I can have, you know, a lot more production than I've had in the past two seasons. So we'll just see.
You're obviously a rookie. You're toward the end of the year. You were not totally healthy. Was it the same kind of thing last year?
I mean, there's no excuse there because every player in the last 8 games has some sort of injury. You know, you just play through it and you try to do the best for your team.
You talk about always trying to move up
and get better. What's it like to see yourself now named to the NFL Top 100 and how you've watched yourself grow and what other goals you have going into year three?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of goals that I would, you know, like to keep to myself, but I mean, it's good to be named a Top 100 player by your peers. It's just a really cool thing.
What aspects of your game, you know, each offseason you probably focus on specific themes a little bit more than others. This offseason, what's it been for you?
Just the little details. It's easy to forget the small things like high pointing the ball, or things like looking the ball all the way through and not trying to run before you actually catch the ball. And just overall, just working hard in the offseason so that you can come back and you can be dominant.
You've been so productive your first 2 years. You look at around the league, different years, eras. That third year for wide receivers can be kind of a launching point where they can ascend even further. Do you view this year as a potential where you can just maybe take even a greater leap than you've reached so far?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the present now, so I want to be the best Amari Cooper that I could possibly be. I want to be better than every other year that I've played football. So that's how I'm looking at this year.
Is there anything more for Amari?
Any part of your training that has helped you on that path of just being your best?
Yeah, just working hard. Just grinding every day, trying to outwork your the people who you're competing against.
Yeah. Do you train here, or do you go somewhere else?
I train here primarily, but when I do leave or go on vacation, I train wherever I'm at.
Okay. Got a chance to meet, to talk to Gerrion Conley much? Jack Del Rio sort of compared him to you in terms of, obviously, he's defense, your offense, but in terms of the way you carry yourself, very serious about football, about getting better. Have you got a chance to meet him and talk to him much?
I haven't really.
No?
No, I haven't really got a chance to talk to him yet.
The NFL expanded what players who get in the end zone can do to celebrate touchdowns. I don't know if you're a guy who's going to celebrate a bunch anyway. Does that impact things at all for you?
No, it doesn't impact anything.
Good crap.